The Great Hall at the Metropolitan Museum of Art has a way of humbling you and hushing you to prepare for some quiet contemplation. But for the next few weeks, it's also the starting point for the Museum Workout, an event that turns the building's best-known exhibit spaces into, well, a funky, sweaty gym. WNYC's Sean Ramesfrum spent a very unorthodox morning at the Met for us.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us.
Let me start by saying this was easily the most fun I've ever had at a museum.
It's 45 minutes long, and it's a 2-mile journey through the museum.
Me and maybe 15 strangers were let in well before the Met opened to the masses.
In the best possible sense, you would feel as if you're taking this glorious walk through nature, but you happen to be in a museum.
We all gathered together in the Great Hall in front of that huge staircase. We were lined up behind two women in yellow and red sequin dresses and running shoes. And there was a guy there with a portable Bluetooth speaker and a laptop, but none of us really had any idea what was about to happen.
So, take a walk in the museum.
Then, the guy with the laptop hit play. Immediately, we're following the two dancers into the Met's exhibits. We're power walking and punching the air, and the workout has begun.
I am lightly, daintily jogging through the Metropolitan Museum of Art at 9 in the morning. There's a lot of light. There's a lot of antiquity.
And a lot of stink eye.
Museum security looks like they've never seen anything like this.
We were approached by the Metropolitan Museum to make a dance.
This is Monica Bill Barnes.
And we counteroffered and asked to make a lead tour that's a workout.
You might know her from Monica Bill Barnes and Company, or from Dancing with Ira Glass. She was the one leading us through the Met in the yellow sequin cocktail dress.
It's one of the most expansive spaces in New York City, and to be able to move through all the different galleries and the rooms and the spaces that they've created felt like such an incredible opportunity.
Now we're aggressively power walking through a hall of busts. Lots of heads, some headless.
The museum workout is the fastest tour of a museum you'll ever take. There's jumping jacks and squats and all sorts of random yoga poses.
I think my shins are starting to sweat.
Power Pop soundtracks the entire experience. Lionel Richie, the Bee Gees, and Kiki D. Most of the workout is spent jogging past priceless, important artwork, but there's some less impressive stuff, too.
Some ancient pots. Some of this stuff doesn't look that ancient. This is the Bed Bath Beyond wing of the Met. Never been here before.
But occasionally you do stop to exercise in front of some notable art.
We essentially look at 12 works. And to think that you're going to spend almost an hour in the Met and only look at 12 works feels like such a radical proposition.
It feels like you walk in here and there's just a mountain to overcome.
This is Robbie Sands Diviteri, one of the show's roving DJs and producers.
And to have actually that experience completely curated and every step of it thought through, like musically, I think it's such a weird release for you as an audience member to the museum.
The weirdest release for me came about halfway through. We approach a portrait of a beautiful, pale woman in a long black gown. It's John Singer Sargent's Madam X, and we're doing squats to Easy Like Sunday Morning. When I told Monica Bill Barnes that I cracked up in that moment, she totally absolved me.
We're sort of purposefully combining things that you don't naturally put together.
She said laughter's part of what they're going for.
There's something that I feel like happens when you can laugh at yourself, when you can laugh at a situation that literally sort of lightens the mood, but also opens you up to experience things differently. Those elements don't naturally come from either working out or from seeing art.
And maybe that's why the museum workout wasn't such an easy sell. It took over 2 years to get the Met on board with this sort of subversive idea.
It's really, how many inches are you from that work? That's where we had to do a lot of good, careful conversations.
Now that the museum is all in, Monica and her company still cause static here and there. They get shushed by museum security all the time. A patron yelled at them during a rehearsal.
And we even carried around the brochure of the photo of us at moments just to be like, I know this seems weird. We're these two people and he's, oh, sorry, we'll just leave.
But they're not leaving. The museum workout is really working out. The Met sessions are already sold out, and the company wants to take the show on the road. At the end of my run-through, people broke out into a round of applause. I saw one person tear up, and some museum staffers even started dancing along with us. It turns out a little music and movement really can make you see the world a little differently.
Nobody knows it.
For WNYC, I'm Sean Ramisferm.
I gave you my heart.